91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 25 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. Four Belleville men faced charges after a truck was damaged in a Belleville driveway overnight. Belleville police were called to Herkimer Avenue early this morning and arrested four suspects. 28-year-old Luke Burgo, 25-year-old Patrick Joseph Monahan, 27-year-old Randolph Perquez, and 25-year-old Adam Hobbs, all of Belleville, have been charged with mischief and prowling by night. One of the two men charged with the murder of Picton's Stephanie Gardner in 2009 has pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. Court heard how the 26-year-old single mother was stabbed twice and choked before being struck by five blows to the head with a baseball bat on Papineau Lake. Kevin Rutten was sentenced to life, and the defense and Crown are seeking parole eligibility of 13 to 15 years. Co-accused Mark Chapman had his case put over to July 15th. Police divers have located the body of 15-year-old Hay Muthaku in Charleston Lake, west of Brockville. The grade 9 student at Glebe Collegiate in Ottawa failed to resurface after jumping off a cliff at the lake early Saturday evening. The OPP's dive team discovered Ku's body yesterday near the spot where he was last seen. The House of Commons will begin debating back-to-work legislation today that will force an end to the Canada Post-Labour dispute. Canadian Press reporter Terry Pedwell says both sides appear to be far apart, and the government says legislation may be the only way to break the impasse.
Well, it really does look like they're talking about apples and oranges on either side here. The Crown Corporation has said the main sticking point in the dispute is the union's demand for staffing levels beyond the capability of Canada Post, adding that wages were not the key disagreement. The union has been emphasizing working conditions and safety issues, as well as arguing that new employees would receive inferior wages and pensions.
Labor Minister Lisa Ray is hinting that she hopes the bill will become law by the end of the week. The post office says the job action has already cost it $100 million in lost revenue. The drawdown of American troops in Afghanistan is the subject of an announcement expected tomorrow from the White House. U.S. President Barack Obama is expected to outline a plan for starting to bring troops home in July, as well as a broader withdrawal blueprint. Canadian soldiers have already begun coming home as our military prepares to switch next month from a combat mission to one focused on training. The father of a Canadian soldier who committed suicide last week says his son might not have been in Afghanistan when he died, but that he died because of his time there. 29-year-old Nova Scotia Corporal James McMullen was found dead Friday at his home near CFB Gagetown, New Brunswick. McMullen served a six-month tour in Afghanistan to March 2009. Daryl McMullen says his son never really came back, that he was a different person and couldn't get past what he saw and did there. The service will be held today at Gagetown, and there will be a funeral in Cape Breton on Friday. Thousands of Syrians have poured into the streets in support of their president. Mark Lavey has more.
Thousands of demonstrators in Damascus shouted slogans in support of embattled President Bashar Assad just a day after protesters rejected his vague pledge of reforms and called him a liar. The pro-government rally shows Assad is adamant about holding on to power in the face of 3 months of protests. In the north, the Red Cross found a town and some villages practically empty after the Syrian army swept through. Thousands of Syrian civilians have fled across the border into Turkey. Mark Levy, Cairo.
Recommendations for avoiding future riots in Vancouver should be put there in plenty of time for November's Grey Cup. Solicitor General Shirley Bond says a government-funded independent report on last week's Stanley Cup riots in the city should be completed by the end of August. She says the goal isn't to find fault, but to find ways to prevent large-scale disturbances in the future. Vancouver police have so far arrested 117 people, but charged less than a dozen. Officials in Russia say the failure of runway fog lights may have played a role in a passenger jet that killed 44 people. The plane crashed late Monday night on a highway short of a runway in northwestern Russia. Eight people survived the accident are in critical condition. No casualties were reported on the ground. A close look at recent Statistics Canada numbers on income shows big cities are stuck in a rut of poverty, while mid-sized cities are making significant progress. The reasons are obvious for people like Mike Creek. He spent years living in poverty, at times on the street. Now he works on the front lines in Toronto and can understand why low-income people are attracted to the big city.
The problem is that single people often leave to bigger cities because there's services here for them where they're not really. If you become homeless in some smaller communities, the amount of services are pretty limited.
Okay.
There's, you know, places like Barrie, they're already stretched to their limit in providing those services to people.
Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal have persistently recorded the highest levels of poverty in the country, while smaller cities such as Quebec City and Victoria have been able to make major progress over the past decade. And summer is officially here, or it will be at least at 1:16 this afternoon. Today, June 21st, is the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. The summer solstice also means tonight will be the shortest night of the year. That's 91X News at 12:06. Sports is next.
Dollar Drink Days are back at McDonald's. Enjoy any size soft drink or iced coffee for only a dollar plus tax all summer long. Excludes meals and McCafe at participating restaurants.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. The Toronto Raptors have their man. The struggling NBA team will introduce its new head coach later today, with all signs pointing to Dallas assistant Dwayne Casey. The 55-year-old Casey takes over a 22-60 team. And the new NHL team in Winnipeg is truly starting fresh. Former Atlanta Thrashers head coach Craig Ramsey has been ruled out for the position in Winnipeg, ensuring that the franchise will have new faces in all key positions. Source told the Canadian Press that general manager Kevin Cheveldayoff has narrowed his coaching search to two candidates, Chicago Blackhawks assistants Mike Havlin and former Manitoba Moose head coach Claude Noel. Star defenseman Nicholas Lidstrom is returning for a 20th season with the Detroit Red Wings. He's agreed to a one-year contract worth $6.2 million U.S. Red Wings coach Mike Babcock says Lidstrom's return to the lineup helps take the sting out of Brian Rafalski's retirement.
If we'd have lost both, it would have been probably devastating. When you're talking about, you know, Nick's a finalist for the Norris, and Rafi had, I think, almost 50 points in 60 games. You're talking about two elite puck-moving defensemen.
Rory McIlroy is headed back to his hometown of Hollywood in Northern Ireland following his record-breaking U.S. Open triumph. After landing in London this morning, he's set to make a triumphant homecoming later today or tomorrow. McIlroy won't play again until the British Open next month. Men's defending champion Rafael Nadal got off to a strong start at Wimbledon, defeating American Michael Russell 6-4, 6-2, 6-2 in the first round. Nadal says it was a privilege to play the first match on center court's new grass.
Fantastic. Seriously, I never played in a court like this. Be the first player to play in this fabulous court. So, seriously, it was a very, very exciting feeling.
Canadian Milos Raonic of Thornhill is off to the second round at Wimbledon. He won his opening match in straight sets, and Raonic could meet Nadal if both win their second round matches. Rookie Zach Stewart starts for the Toronto as the Blue Jays continue their interleague series in Atlanta tonight. The Braves send rookie Mike Minor to the mound. Atlanta blanked the Jays 2-0 last night. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports 91x weather. Today, sunny with a high of 25, except 20 along the lakeshore. UV index 9 or very high. Tonight, a few clouds with increasing cloudiness near midnight and a low of 17. Tomorrow, cloudy, a few showers beginning in the morning. Risk of a thunderstorm late in the afternoon and in the evening. Temperature steady near 20. And Thursday's looking wet with showers and a high of 24. At 12:09, it's 25 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.